Welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I'm Roger, and I'm happy to be here with my fellow movie torturous or torturer.
I'm a torturist now?
Torturist.
Fellow tortured?
Yeah, or torturous or something.
Torturous. Now we're turtles.
Yeah.
This is Movie Tortoise, where we watch nothing but slow movies. That's how this felt, man. This felt like a movie tortoise. I'm going to start using that line. This is definitely a movie tortoise. Yeah. I like movie hares way better than movie tortoise.
Yeah.
Did we get the bunny jokes and the...
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Raj. We are joined, as always, by fan favorite, the living legend, producer Gary. And today he came dressed like Daredevil, which is shocking because we did Elektra. But he's in his Afflection Daredevil shirt.
Yeah, we've told him not to bend over in those pants or, you know.
They're super tight, man. Yeah. But well, he is rocking the clown nose. He is bringing that still, which is good.
I am glad that I got here safely because, I mean, obviously I'm blind. I can't see. I mean, I feel bad for anybody watching me drive today.
Well, Blumhouse Trent.
You could just say you were driving like Brad.
Oh, my gosh. Blumhouse Trent let everyone know last month that me and him are blind. So we can't see very well.
We can't see.
That voice you hear is Blumhouse Trent. He's hello. Back. To not do another Blum.
Another non-Blumhouse
movie. We're going to give you a Blum soon.
A guy does one Blumhouse movie and he's labeled for life.
Wouldn't you rather be labeled Blumhouse Trent than
Elektra Trent? Yeah.
Than Elektra Trent.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or Marvel Trent. Well, I guess Marvel Trent.
Yeah.
How about DC Trent? That would not be fun.
That sounds like
Trent the Cable Guy.
Oh, I like Trent the Cable Guy.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, I'll stick with Blumhouse.
Yeah. We're here with Trent the Cable Guy. Get her done.
I'll stick with Blumhouse. He sold me.
I got to be honest, though, Trent. I think LCG would have made this movie.
He would have been a great Elektra. Especially in that red get up and all, you know.
Oh my gosh, does he like, and he's got like the hairy chest the red get up?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
And he's just fat enough to have some cleavage with it. God.
And I'm picturing that now, thank you.
Yeah, he shows up and he's like, get her done. And that's all he says the whole time is as Elektra. His would be electrocuted.
Electrocuted.
Roger, what movie are we doing today?
We're doing the Elektra, which was released in 2005. It was a spinoff from the Daredevil movie. Of course, it's Marvel Comics. It was released in January 14th. The budget was $43 to $65 million. You know,
that's a big variance. There,
that's a big variance. $22
million.
I think by 19 years later, you'd be able to figure out how much you spend on the movie. I don't know.
I don't think they want to admit it.
Yeah,
that's probably what it is.
The box office was $57 million.
I love that though, because that assured us we'd never seen Elektra 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this movie was a sequel to Daredevil, right?
No,
it was.
This was a spinoff.
Yeah, she was a character in Daredevil.
Right. Well, like, because she died in that one. Anyway, I don't know.
I never saw Daredevil.
Me either.
I never had the desire. And I've made it 19
Come
years.
Come on. It's your goal to watch every Ben Affleck movie.
That is my goal. I need to watch it.
You do.
But I made it 19 years without seeing Elektra. That streak ended 2 days ago. I'm kind of sad.
I was with you. I made it all this time.
Yeah. My life was good until Elektra showed up. I was thinking electrocution would be better than watching this movie. It was terrible. But explain, this is Marvel, but not Disney Marvel, right?
This was, let me see.
Yeah, it predated the Disney.
This was like Fox.
This is Sony Marvel.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Fox? I thought Fox.
It was Fox.
Fox Marvel. Okay. So Fox Marvel has Spider-Man and Madam Web.
Sony had.
Or Sony has Spider-Man, Madam Web, Morbius.
X-Men is
that's Sony.
That's Sony. Yeah.
And who's the guy with Tom Hardy? What is that one?
Venom.
And they have Venom, right?
Yeah. Mm. Which is really good. Venom is.
That was a good one.
Okay. They don't compete though with Marvel at Disney. Marvel at Disney's really better, right?
It depends on who you talk to on some of those.
Say, are you saying movie to movie, or are you just saying reputation wise?
I'm saying like the Spider-Mans that Sony makes are not as good as the Spider-Man.
You get a lot of people to argue those Tobey Maguire ones are great, man.
Well, those are, but then when they started the Andrew Garfield thing, it was
like, a lot of them swear by that too, man.
Really?
Oh yeah, man.
That's why they.
But Morbius was terrible.
Well, yeah.
What was the other one that was released last year? There was another one.
The multiverse one.
The multiverses are great. Those Sony does that really well, the cartoons. But there was another one released. I'm going to look.
I can't think of what else was released last year.
There was another Sony Marvel movie that was released. But Sony doesn't want to give up Spider-Man to Disney, right?
Would you? I mean, they're making a killing off of it.
I'm looking. Sony Marvel movies. Okay. There was Madam Web, Venom, Ghost Rider. That's not a bad movie.
No,
right?
It wasn't bad.
Punisher, Morbius. I feel like there was another one that was released.
I can't think of another one, a newer one other than Madam Web.
Maybe it's Madam Web. This person says, "What the heck is going on in Sony Marvel's universe, LMAO. I feel like there's a lot more haters for Sony, right?
Oh, I would.
But they got a huge following with the Spider-Man movies, though.
Yeah.
That's the only thing keeping Sony alive in the Marvelverse, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's carrying them, though.
Yeah. I mean,
that and the Venom movies.
We really nerded Venom stuff's out great. On the...
We nerded out totally on
we
this.
We just but, nerded out. Yeah. Nerd alert, guys. Nerd alert.
A little late now.
But. Movie Torture Dad's in the house and he's falling asleep because he doesn't. He's like,
he's been asleep this entire conversation now.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, you start talking about Marvel, I'm out, man.
You lost me at Elektra, that's what he said.
You lost me at Elektra.
I didn't think our conversation about Elektra could be more boring than the movie Elektra.
Oh. But okay, if Elektra was a DC movie, I think it'd be better.
It'd be what you'd expect.
It'd be darker, right? Yeah. It'd be darker. It'd have to be darker.
Yeah.
I don't think, for me, it was just the constant back and forth with the plot. Like, you know, what was the movie with Leo DiCaprio?
Inception?
Inception, which I thought was one of the dumbest movies of all time. Because you never know, like, you're going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, I like to know what's going on.
That's how I felt with that other
and that
Ben
was
Affleck
what
movie.
Here is like, okay.
Hypnotic. Good pull, Gary.
You know, because I started early on, I was like, I wonder if this is a younger version of her. You know, and...
Was it? It wasn't, right?
I thought...
Do you mean give my minute synopsis really fast? Yeah. Alias has hitman powers. She's like an assassin. She hangs out with a blind guy that trains her. Trent, we'd be perfect for that gig because we're blind.
I can handle it, yeah. And I'm a martial arts specialist, too. So
why in movies are the blind guys always the best at martial arts? Like,
because they're using their senses and not their eyes.
Like, yeah. Okay, I don't want to offend.
You've never watched one of them before?
I don't want to offend anybody, but if we go to a restaurant and it's a blind chef and the blind workers, are we going to trust... We're going to get the food that we want.
Possibly.
Maybe. But the blind people are always so good at karate. They are. They're like, whoa. And like, you can't see anything. I'd be like chopping the doors.
Because he's using his senses. He's not depending on
all she has
eyes.
To do is put a stool in front of him and he'll trip.
No, because he would... feel it in his mind.
I was going to say, this was the whole premise of Daredevil, the movie right before this one, right?
Right, yeah, because that's the
whole
thing.
He's blind. Is he blind in that movie?
Yeah, Daredevil.
Yeah, that's like his thing.
He's blind. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, she ends up being told she got to kill this guy from ER, and he has a daughter, and she can't do it. she calls the blind guy, and then she goes to a friend's house, which is stupid. Because if I know I'm on the run from this hit squad where a crow can, like, come out of his chest, I wouldn't go see producer Gary.
You lost me when the tattoo started coming up. When it blinked, the eye, yeah, on his, that's when you lost. I was like, oh, okay, this is stupid. Because
producer Gary's like, they're dead already. That's what he tells him. And then he ends up just saying, I guess I'm going to die, so I'll just die. I guess he gets his head chopped off, right?
Yeah, if I was a friend of me, thanks, Elektra. Thank you for bringing him to my house.
Thanks, Trent. You just got me killed.
Yeah, thank you for getting me killed.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You think that much of me.
My head chopped off.
So then she ends up, like, getting away. They end up having the final battle, blah, blah, blah. The girl lives. Elektra goes on to do more.
I hate to interrupt what you're doing now, but something very important I need to let you know about. When you purchase Generous Coffee Beans, we want you to try to enjoy each brew for two reasons. Number one, because you're a part of something bigger, making a positive impact around the world. And number two, because we did not compromise on the quality of coffee. You're drinking some of the best coffee in the world. 100% of profits are donated to nonprofits that are fighting injustice facing humans around the world. Wow, that's powerful. Generous is best known for its specialty coffee, but the heartbeat of Generous is their hope to use for profit business for good. In 2024, Generous is hoping to provide coffee to churches around the U.S. to spread a message within congregations that churches care about people, even down to the coffee they are serving and the people they enjoy. I apologize for that extremely long run-on sentence. If you have interest in hearing more about Generous Coffee, please reach out to their founder, Ben Higgins, at benhiggins@generousmovement.com. Thank you, and back to our scheduled podcast.
Getting away, they end up having the final battle, blah, blah, blah. The girl lives. Elektra goes on to do more electrocuting.
Elektra what?
Electrocuting. Electrocuting. She's electrocuting.
It just...
Well, wasn't I still?
That sounds like the X-rated version of Elektra.
It's the adult film with Jennifer Garner.
I just kept waiting for her to ask me what was in my wallet the entire time, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't get over the fact that I just kept thinking it'd be a Capital One ad.
Yeah. Jennifer Garner, though, is a really good actress. I like her movies.
Yeah. And she's genuinely a good person. I mean, like, out of, like, Hollywood people, I mean, she's pretty legit.
And that's the part that was really hard for me to buy, was that she was so serious. I mean, I know she was an alias when she started. I get that. But in, like, her modern-day stuff and things, you know, she was so serious, she never smiled, and that just didn't seem like her. And that was kind of, it made it kind of hard to believe. That
Wasn't she supposed to be dead? Or, like, I thought if this was a sequel to Daredevil, she died in the Daredevil.
She was brought
Daredevil
back to life. That was the whole shtick of it.
Well, what's her superpower?
That was my whole... That was.
She's just really good at...
Ninjaman.
Yeah, she's good at the martial arts, right? She's been the guy Stick taught her how to be a good martial arts guy, which I thought was a wacko name, Stick.
The blind guy.
Yeah, I could come up with something better for See, here's where you lost me. His narration at the beginning, when you listen to just that narration, you're like, oh, this is gonna be a pretty sick movie. And from the time the actual pictures came on the movie, you're like, oh yeah, it's no good.
Yeah,
the green CGI when they were killed really reminded me of, like, a really bad Swamp Thing television show from the 80s.
This movie was DOA at the beginning, man. It was...
I think it had a lot of rewrites in it, though, too, which you could tell. It was just all over the place.
Hadn't we talked about a movie in here that's had a bunch of rewrites? Hannah brought that up, right?
Yeah.
She's like, the movie we saw is not the actual movie.
It was one of the horror movies we did.
No, it wasn't It was Cursed.
Yeah.
Cursed. She's like, the movie we saw was not the movie that actually was supposed to have been. It was way better. And that's what's happened with Elektra.
Well, it had a lot of rewrites.
Where's Ben Affleck in this movie? Was he like...
He had a cameo.
It was cut.
Mm. Why'd they cut him? I mean,
it was a credit scene, I think, mid-credit scene or something like that.
Yeah.
Did they have a mid-credit scene?
I think it was only available in like the DVD. I don't think it ever made it to TV.
HBO Max.
Because it was not on the. Because I watched the credits to the end to see if they showed it.
You
they did? Not,
did?
Just to, hey, I endured. Oh hey, I endured 2 hours of Electro. I might as well get my money's worth, right? I
mean, oh my gosh, you watched the credits, Trent.
And they were more riveting than the movie.
You need a crown for that. You're literally sitting there watching credits.
Well, of a, sitting there watching it is a. I don't know if we go that far, but they were in the background.
They say the scene was included on the DVD version as a deleted scene.
Wonder what it was. What does he do? He's like, you've done some good Elektra. The problem with Elektra.
How would he know? He wouldn't be able to see it.
True. The problem with Elektra, she doesn't put on her red suit till the end, right?
Well, she has it on at the beginning.
She does?
When she knocks off that guy at the beginning.
She needs like a more... recognizable suit. Like Batman has a suit. Daredevil has a suit.
Well, that's her comic book suit. So yes, she's
they got to make it better, man. I'm telling you, this. Why would she want to do this movie? What did Jennifer Garner need this movie for?
Probably what she got paid for it.
Well, what did she get paid? Now I'm gonna look this up.
She was probably bound by contract because she had the Daredevil one. Probably, truth
you
be known.
Think?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
Let's check that out.
Jennifer Garner, Elektra, pay. How?
$2.18.
She made $12.5 million.
She scored in that.
To be like, well, I guess she, like a she third, did it, right?
She's like a third of the budget.
$12.5 million, and they shot it in just 62 days.
That shows.
100%. Like
if that's part of the problem. It was rushed, obviously.
They Kevin Smith this thing, man.
Yeah,
like,
we're gonna get this thing done, get out of here. And you can tell it was rushed.
So 12.5 divided by 62 divided by 12.5. She made basically $496,000 a day to work.
It's clean living for a movie that bad.
So I guess I would do that too, right?
Oh, I'd do it. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't mind your rep like being in a crap movie.
This movie was so bad that there was supposed to be a video game made of it, but the movie did so horrible at the box office, they decided not to release the video game.
You mean, okay, so I want to envision how this is going. They're like, the video game guys, you got like producer Gary working at the video game factory. And they're like, hey, we're making an Elektra game. He's like, I've been working 18 hours a day on Elektra. And then they come in. The movie tanked. Game's dead. Oh, crap. It's like I've spent the last 18 months creating Elektra.
So here's the deal with the box office.
I'd love to see that.
When it opened the first, it opened in 3,200 theaters. Opened a weekend, it ranked fifth, taking in $12 million. Second weekend, it dropped 69% to like $3.9 million, and it says it was at the time the lowest of a film featuring a Marvel character since Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck's better than this.
I liked Howard the Duck.
Better than this. He at least was funny.
Yeah, that, I was saying it was actually pretty good for its day and age.
Somebody got fired for this, right? In the studio part. Somebody lost their job for making Elektra. They had to.
One film critic said he blamed this film for ruining Jennifer Garner's career and said it killed the notion of a female lead superhero movie for a decade. Because it was about that long before Wonder Woman came out.
I don't know, man. I don't want to say this, so I'll say it off air. I'll just say it here. I don't always find the women superhero movies to be that good. Like, they're not entertaining. They need to make them better. They don't make good ones. They need to make good ones.
Well, this one's just...
They give it crap, right? Like, Wonder Woman 84, I thought was a good movie.
Roger, I think the original one was good, too.
The original Wonder Woman in 84, good movies.
Yeah.
I will stand by that. But, you know, we'll probably end up watching Catwoman this month.
I think Jennifer Garner was fine. You know, as far as the character. I mean, you know, we think of her sometimes being, you know, smiling and stuff like that at times, but you can't judge her by this. This was her character. I think it was fine. But the problem was the rest of the movie was so campy. I mean, like, okay, like a bird come out of the dude's chest and stuff like that. That's what made it so unbelievable. And it was just, all you're waiting to hear, no, 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 in the background. I mean, it was that campy. But at least that was the shtick of Batman, right? in the green when they were killed, they just turned to green puff and went away. I mean, that's what it just demeaned her character. If they had given her a good script, I think it would have been great.
If they'd have made this a gritty movie where we actually, this movie, I'm going to go back to what I used to say. This movie needed to be a hard R. And it could be a lot of action, a lot of shooting, and didn't do the green puff. Like, they literally, she walked up, she's an assassin, and she gets, just like.
Well, see, that's the thing. That the green puff thing, the CGI was so terrible. I grant you, it was a lot of years ago. But the CGI was so terrible in it, it made it look like something you'd watch on TV years ago. That kind of.
I'm trying to think, what movie came out in 2005? The Hulk movie was before that in 2003. With Eric Bana, and it had better
CGI.
Well,
the Sony Spider-Mans came out in the late 90s, didn't they, or sometime in the late
90s? Yeah, they had better CGI.
They were way better than this one. Way better, yeah.
They gave the crap CGI to this
movie. Yeah, you could tell they didn't put any time into it, and they were hustling to get it finished.
Well, they said they had to rush it. I did read this.
Yeah.
They had to rush it because the director and her worked on Alias, so they had to film this on the break from Alias.
Yeah, because they said they'd never do it again for rush production like
that. Would you rather get... Couldn't you just go, you know what? We'll wait until you got a few months off to really make
we'll do this thing right.
Yeah.
Because the rush made it terrible.
Because not everybody's Michael J. Fox. They can't work. You know, his Back to the Future story is notorious, right? He would work on Family Ties all day. They'd pick him up after Family Ties, drive him to the set. They'd film Back to the Future at night, every night.
Yeah.
He was getting like 3 hours of sleep. Not everybody can do that.
No.
She can't.
No.
She's not a Michael J. Fox. But good Lord, why release a turd when you could polish it a little bit better than this? If you spend 3 months doing it.
You could tell they took about 3 days and did the effects and things on it. Just like fit it all in and threw it together and did a couple rewrites.
They did this movie like I do my son's science projects, right? He'll be like, this look good. It looks good, son. Let's get it done.
You can almost see the actor going, yeah, it's good enough.
It's good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough.
It's a C.
It'll work.
Guarantee you, they were sitting around going, because Daredevil was a hit, right?
Yeah.
They were sitting around, the executives going, these suckers are going to pay for this anyway because it's Daredevil.
They thought they could ride the high of Daredevil.
Yeah, and they can't. People are not that stupid.
It wouldn't carry.
And she was actually, she was good in Daredevil. The character was in the movie.
If this movie had been called Elektra/Daredevil, kind of like the new Deadpool Wolverine,
right.
I think this movie would have been way better if you had her and him fighting crime together, like working together, falling in love.
It could have been good. It just was if they could have come up with something better than the mystical, like, dojo guys, you know what I mean? That was what was so unbelievable to me. The fact that the one in her kiss or whatever and all that stuff, that wasn't believable. I mean, it just was silly. It was really silly.
Yeah.
I want to see this movie. I want to see a Batman movie. I'm totally leaving Elektra for a second. Or an Elektra Daredevil movie. I would watch this. Where, like, Batman clocks out at Gotham. He's like, yeah, it's vacation time. I have accrued 2 weeks of vacation. And then Batman, like, flies to the Caribbean just to sit on the beach. And then crime follows him there. So now we're watching Batman fight crime in the Caribbean. But it's a comedy. I'd like to see Elektra and Daredevil go on a honeymoon together and do, like, shenanigans.
But still, I don't think you're ever going to see Elektra again.
No, we'll never see her again. But that would have been a better movie, right, Trent?
Well, I got to be honest with you, yeah. I would rather watch you go to the Caribbean for 2 hours than this. You know, just doing whatever you're doing.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, whatever you do when you go off somewhere.
You might just get bored because I go to bed around 9 or 10 every night. And it's like,
This was painful to sit through. I mean, you're kind of like, oh, God.
I rarely fall asleep in movies, but I probably missed half of this movie falling asleep.
My wife watched it with me, and she said, how much longer we got on this? And that's an indication of the movie. And she went, oh, good, it's only got a few minutes left.
I woke up Saturday morning at like 7 a.m. and I just picked the remote up in my bedroom. And I'm like, I guess I got to do this. It's like I'm just turning myself into prison at this point. And I'm just like, and then I said, I'm going to watch it in 30-minute increments. But then I'm like, if I can just get through. I stopped at 30 and then my wife went upstairs. I'm like, I got a little over an hour. I think I can grind this out. She's like, I'm going to go back to bed. So I went and just ground it out. I fast forward a little bit because I get bored.
It was just, I heard, you know, I always heard it was really bad. So I was trying to give it like the benefit, not going in through it going, oh, this is going to be terrible. But within like the first 5 minutes, it was bad. I mean,
it was. They needed, she needs to electrocute people. Her name is Elektra.
What?
I feel like Elektra, if she had some like, you know, that would be kind of fun for me.
Some what?
Like, you know, what, like we could see like the skeleton and the hair, like that would be funny.
But she's not Elektra. No, she's Elektra.
But she could still do some electrocuting in this movie.
What, she's just walking around with a taser?
Well, she's an assassin, so she did her thing. It's just,
is she basically like Black Widow in Marvel?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's in Marvel too, though.
But she does the same stuff, right? Black Widow has no skill. She's just an assassin, right?
Well.
Well, Elektra's even worse because she's like a rage-filled assassin. She just likes and gets her kicks out of killing people.
In this movie, she just wanted to kill people. I don't.
Yeah, see, that's her. The whole thing was she was like rage-filled. That's why she got thrown out of the dojo and all that stuff.
She kind of had a mullet going on there for a minute too. She'd have her hair like this, but then down. I'm like, oh, is Jennifer Garner rocking a mullet in this movie? I don't think she was, but it was still. I took some notes, which. It was so hard to take notes in this movie. let me look at my notes here. I typed one arm pull ups.
What?
Which Gary uses one arm for his pull ups. That's what I don't know why I typed that.
I didn't see one arm pull ups. That must have been the part I slept through.
Yeah, when she was working out. Yeah.
I typed ever been good at pool.
Oh, the blind guy was exceptionally good
again,
at pool.
Again, you're getting beat by a blind guy in pool. I would tell him he didn't get any of them right.
The guy, you missed everyone.
I would pull one out of the cup.
You knocked the eight ball in, man, and it wasn't even time yet. I'm sorry, you're out. Because
he walks up and he's like, I'm going to do a Mississippi mudster.
Yeah, that was funny, yeah.
Yeah, he's just whatever.
Is it bad that it took me like 30 minutes to realize he was blind?
Yeah, I didn't,
even notice it till
he's like, I'm going to do a Tennessee Fats left side, blah, poor pocket, whatever. And then he does it, and he hits them all.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, man, I would make this blind guy pay for that. Like, I'd be like, nah, you didn't get it, bro. Sorry. You ain't got it.
Nah,
bro.
It just wasn't believable to me that older white British dude was like this master of martial arts.
Yeah. Again, he does not scare me. He scared me
whose
more.
Whose name
than Superman.
Is Stick?
He scared me more than Superman. He was Zod, right?
Oh, he was Zod. That's right. He was Zod. Yeah, in the day. Yeah, he was much better than Zod.
Way better.
Yeah.
He's slumming it in this movie. Yeah. Is it Malcolm McDowell?
He was much better in Haunted Mansion than he was in this one.
It's Malcolm McDowell, right? No, Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp. Yeah.
Yeah, he was terrible in this movie. But I love how he calls his shot.
Look what he had to work with, though. You can't blame him.
He had nothing. But when you got a blind guy walking up to a pool table calling his shot, I'm like, okay, blind guy, hit this.
That was a bit much. You know, doing the karate thing, I would believe you because he could sense it and all. But the pool.
I can't play pool with my eyes. He's coming up like, who taught him how to play pool this well? And how can he even know where all the balls feel the same? You can't know if you're not
getting
eight ball.
I'm going to tell you what I tell my kids sometimes. It's a movie.
Yeah, but think about the poor schlup having to play an eight ball with him. He's like, this is him. He hits a shot. Okay, how many are left? And he's like, you got an eight over. He has to describe every spot every time. I would get so tired
of that.
That
was silly. I mean, that's that kind of thing made it silly. But, yeah, I mean, but if that was, like I said, that's much more believable. Then the snakes coming out of the guy's chest, and that stuff was stupid.
Oh, the
tattoo
snake,
guy just was
that
terrible.
That was awful.
That stuff was terrible.
Back to the blind guy, though.
Oh, you can't get off the blind guy.
I can't.
That's what
I would have
been.
Rather seen the blind guy been a good assassin. Imagine if he's got a gun. He's like, everybody's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he's like, I'm going to get you now.
Oh, three inches to your right. 3 inches to your right.
I think you just shot Elektra.
Brad, I think I have a good movie for you about a blind guy that does like really cool stuff. It's called Daredevil.
Oh, I like that. I like the comedy version.
That was the stick.
Where he has a gun. And they're always like, shit says 3 inches to the left. Oh, no.
They are the left.
Duck.
It was just silly. I mean, it was the silliness was hard to watch.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you look for something redeemable and it just was so silly. It's just the silliness overcame any kind of plot line that it had. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, it was silly. It looked like an hour long action like TV show, like you would see something on the CW or something like that. That's what it looked like.
I think it looked worse than the CW.
And could the Luca from ER, his character in this movie, could he have not been more of a wuss? I mean,
oh, he was such a wimp.
Yeah,
he didn't do anything.
No. Yeah. He needed to power up with that year long burrito stamp because he was
terrible.
He was such a limp wrist in this movie, yeah. Man.
His daughter was like running circles around him.
Oh my! She was like a mini Electra. I, like you, Roger, thought that was Electra as a kid. Yeah. I was confused.
Well, I think Electra just saw herself in her, and that's what it, you know, made it. That was the kind of thing. She saw her, so she wanted to help her out, and that's why she, that kind of thing.
I see myself more as the blind guy with no skill, though.
Well, it tried to be so, like, you know, they had the boardroom and all, tried to be so intimidating, and tried to make this, like, this organization, the hand or whatever was so big. But it was
Did the blind
terrible.
Guy ever have a stick where he walked around?
I don't believe he did.
Okay, I don't understand
That's
that.
Why I said his name's stupid.
How
the stick.
Is the blind guy not having a stick? I feel like if I become officially blind, my wife, first thing she gives me is the stick. She goes, I'm presenting this to you now because I love you, and I want you to be able to feel where you're going.
He would have been better off being referred to as pool stick or Q.
Q.
That Q. Would, I would have called him
no,
Q.
No, that'd have been James Bond.
Well, that's true.
They couldn't steal from James Bond. Q-ball.
Q-ball, yeah.
But then he sounded like he's sounds like he's a bald dude. Yeah. It's like a Q-ball. But if I, the one perk of being blind, because this is what I would love, the stick, right? Because then I got the stick. My wife says something, I'm like, psh.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you sitting there.
I didn't see you sitting. Oh, you hit me in the leg again, Brad. And I'm like, hey, man, I can't see.
I can't see.
You always get the pity. You're going to get the blind yeah. excuse for everything.
Yeah.
You walk in, you don't know, you know.
But it was just terrible.
Kristen's like, hey, Brad, that's not my hands. And I'm like, I'm blind. He's blind. It's okay.
Where you want to go to eat tonight? Let's go to Hooters.
Oh, God. Like, the blind people, they have the best excuses for things. They can always fall back on being blind.
But he wasn't even believable, though, as, like, the master of, like, karate or something. He didn't even have, like, the Mr. Miyagi vibe. You know what I mean? He was not believable.
But Trent, let me ask, you've got kids, I've got kids, Roger, you've got a kid. If our kids were like, dads, I want to learn karate, you show up at the dojo beside the food line, and the guy's blind.
At least you know it's going to be cheap.
It's not cheap. Are you going, you know what, son, we're going to head over to food line and grab a rotisserie and head home? Or are you going to invest in this? I'm like, I don't want a blind guy teaching my kid how to karate chop people in their nuts. I don't want to see that. We give
you teach
the blind
him how to play
guy,
pool.
Yeah, well, I'd rather take him to a blind pool guy would be hilarious. You know how many jokes I'd have about this guy at my house? Constant jokes.
It was just so. I mean, I love like old like kung fu movies and stuff. You know, I mean, the old Bruce Lee stuff and even the older stuff than that. And their storylines were way more gripping than this.
Oh my gosh, I want to see a movie with the blind guy. Like, I'm more fascinated to know how he got
his origin story.
His origin story. I want to see him
pickleballing. Origin of the stick.
I want to see him pickleballing. Like,
it just wasn't. I mean, it just wasn't believable. And like, you know, she's mean, so he says, "You must leave." You really want me to leave? Leave. And yeah. It wasn't believable.
That's what my wife tells me all the time. You must leave.
Get out of here.
Leave. I want you gone. I'm like, okay, I'm leaving.
But the whole thing just
don't
was
you
just,
have a podcast to record? Leave.
The whole thing was just like the fight scene and stuff. You know, this with the CGI stuff, it just killed any hope I had at the end.
Oh, it was terrible. This CGI, hands down, worse than Batman Forever CGI or Batman and Robin.
This was some bad CGI.
This was bad. This is worse than Son of the Mask CGI. TMNT, I don't think used CGI back then. I think they just did their own practical effects.
They could have used claymation and this would have been better.
I got to be honest, this would have been a better cartoon. Like, if they made this a cartoon.
Hey, it would have been more believable if it had been a cartoon.
Yeah, then I'm like, okay, I know it's a cartoon. It's, but the fact they tried to package a turd up and tell us it smelled good was crazy.
Well, if this was a made-for-TV movie, I would have bought into it. I said, cool. Yeah, it's okay. But for a movie with big-time people and supposedly budget and a Marvel movie at that, yeah, nah.
If this was the only first Marvel movie you ever got to watch, I probably would never watch it.
Watch another one, yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, Marvel's terrible. Yeah, I'm not watching it.
It's terrible, yeah.
I'm not watching the new Marvels.
Yeah.
Most of the old ones were not very great. Wait. Ghost Rider was not.
Mm. Yeah, but even the old Fantastic Fours and stuff were better, and the X-Men stuff was were better than this.
Well, I don't deny that.
I was going to say Iron Man was good way back in the Iron Man.
But you even think about like the Fantastic Fours and the X-Men, they go back to like some of those like the late 90s, like, early 2000s. This same era.
Yeah.
And they were decent.
The X-Men were way better than this.
The X-Men stuff was great. Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, the Iron Man Professor stuff was,
Is the leader, right?
Yeah, it's X-Men.
Okay.
Iron Man was like one of the first Marvel movies that goes to the movies we see now. Like, that was one of the first ones that goes to this universe.
This first-gen universe of this new stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Producer Gary, are you excited to see Deadpool Wolverine?
I think it'll be interesting to see. Like, this is the first time I've seen him in the original suit. Like, yeah. The classic blue and yellow, which I honestly never quite knew that they could make work.
I've seen Deadpool 2, but I've seen Deadpool 1.
I've seen the first one, yeah.
I think we should do a movie torture movie day where we all go see Deadpool Wolverine. I think that'd be fun.
I'm going to have to watch the second one first.
Do we have to watch the second one, you think?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, they're
bad to link their stuff up.
Well, Marvel, I mean,
is. But yeah. This is the first Deadpool in the Disney Marvel, right? I think so. I think he's joined the Marvel in Disney now.
No, I think the first one was,
because I think they were worried Disney was going to PG-13 Deadpool, and they said they wouldn't.
Yeah,
they couldn't, right?
Well, I thought that was the issue with the first Deadpool. So that's why I thought they had been part
like,
of.
You can't watch Deadpool with Matt. Like, I can't watch it with
no.
Matt.
No.
That was an issue they had with it. Was like, you can't take your kids to see Deadpool, like. I feel like Deadpool 1 came out when, maybe right when Disney bought Marvel.
Little tidbit about Producer Gary, though. He has two Facebook profiles. And
I know if
he wants to get double the action. And one of his Facebook profiles photo is Deadpool as his profile.
I really gotta figure out how to delete that.
And he's friends with himself. He's actually a friend
with his other.
He friended yourself.
Gary. Wow, that's impressive. I'd rather watch that than this movie.
Oh, okay. I would like to watch a movie about the making. Like, they could do a whole Marvel movie about the making of Elektra. Like, I'd like to watch the behind the scenes. They go to the video game company after Producer Gary spent 18 months developing it. They say no. Then Producer Gary gets mad. He has a vendetta against Sony. Then they bring in Jennifer Garner, and they're like, you're Elektra. She's like, no. I was in Dude, Where's My Car? I am paid $12.5 million. This would be way more funnier.
If
it was like a meta movie. Kind of like, remember how they did, you don't remember this, Roger, because you don't watch scary movies. Gary, you might. New Nightmare. Remember how they brought in like Robert Englund, and he's like, I play Fred Krueger, but I'm not Fred Krueger. Like, and it was like all the actors were in it as themselves, but then Fred starts coming into their world.
Yeah.
They could do this with this movie, way more entertaining.
Yeah,
like Jennifer Garner's like, I'm not Elektra, and then Q's like, I'm not really blind.
Anything could help this. Watching paint dry would be just as enjoyable.
Where would Producer Gary fit in this movie?
One of the ninjas.
That dude with the tattoos.
Oh, see, I was gonna go more like he follows the blind guy around. And every time he moves, Gary fixes things for him. He's like ducking.
He replaces Gary's, the furniture.
Yeah, Gary's rearranging things. When he
all of a sudden he's knocked over.
He does like he hits the wrong shot. He calls, "I got the Tennessee flats and blah blah blah." And then Gary like throws the balls in the pockets for him. He's like constantly making him feel good.
He's like, yeah, he's like reaching for the milk, and I put it right in front of him. He's like, "I knew it was right there." Yeah. The whole time.
He's anyway. Like, "My ninja tells me the milk is here," and Gary's like, "Oh crap!"
That would have helped this movie.
That would be fun. And he comes in. He's like, "Gary, Gary," and he's like, "I'm here. I'm here."
At least it would give like a comedic tone to it. I don't think anybody smiled in this movie.
No, there was no smiling.
Everybody's
they needed
the girl.
We
the girl
needed Gary outfit, in yeah. this movie. It would have made it better. What if Gary and Larry were like partners in this movie to like help the blind guy?
Larry,
Larry the cable guy.
I don't know. I don't know. Ugh.
This would have been better. I'm telling you. I'm more fascinated with the origin of the blind guy for me. I care more about
this
that.
This was bad.
Yeah. Did you, for when she was running around the maze, remember that?
That was, yeah.
I kept looking for like Jack Torrance to pop out and go, "Here's Johnny." You know, I wanted to see like The Shining at that point. Like,
you know, when you first yeah. watched at the very beginning, you know, where she assassinates that dude, right? You know, who's sitting there in front of the fireplace. For a minute, you were like, "Oh, this is not bad," but then it totally deviated from that. You know, that like it just went. I mean, almost from the very beginning, it was just terrible.
How was that one guy and her? Were they like lovers or something? The one that said they're all dead now, and then he ends up just taking one for the team and dying. Was him and Elektra lovers?
Well, I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. The guy that she goes takes him to the house.
The friend?
Yeah.
I think it was just her friend of some.
And then he doesn't even like, they show up and he's like, "Y'all can head on in." Like, he doesn't even like show them the house. I guess
that's the agent. That's her agent.
Her agent?
Which is weird.
He has to like walk in, and I guess they have to walk in and figure out where the crapper is and all that stuff themselves. Like, where am I going to sleep at? Well, then they got the awkward. He comes in. That's my bedroom.
Yeah, like, that was, it was just like nobody read the script. They were quick to get thrown together.
Very quick. Roger, you got any reviews? I'm sure you got a bunch of like
100%
of Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Oh, yeah. Film had an approval rating of 11% based on 165 views. Basically, the site's consensus reads, "Jennifer Garner inhabits her role with earnest gusto, but Elektra's tone-deaf script is too self-serious and lacking of intelligent dialogue to prove engaging thrills." Roger Ebert said, "This plays like a collusion between leftover bits and pieces of Marvel superhero stories. It can't decide which what tone to strike." Another one said, "Despite oozing star quality, Garner struggles to rise above the limitations of the script." So, yeah, there's a lot of negative stuff.
This makes me, I want to learn about Myra Torres. Because Myra Torres wrote a 5-star review.
Oh, man.
March 23rd. 2024.
What?
Yesterday.
Yes, this is
Saturday.
Fresh
Saturday
recording. Or fresh. She writes, "Lots of red. Great movie. The red outfit is interesting. But if the character is trying to not get noticed, why wear red? Still, it's a great movie. I'd never want to watch a movie recommended by Myra," first off.
Brad, did you write this like after you watched the movie just so we'd have a good review to talk about?
This is legit, Myra Torres. She wrote this. Chris Tindall wrote on February 19th, 5 stars, entertaining.
Of this year?
I don't understand these people that write these reviews. This person, Tara Krosky, writes, "Was hesitant to watch. Based on Rotten Tom reviews."
Rotten Tom reviews.
"Glad I did. Glad I had given it a chance. I'm a huge fan of the comic of Elektra and have seen almost all Marvel DC films. I've heard this movie was awful. Don't waste my time. I actually didn't think it was bad. Jennifer Garner did her justice. I actually thought it was decent, and the actors did an all right job with the script they were given. I would have liked to have seen her in Daredevil again, as everyone would have, but for what storyline was the actors did great. People just treated it unfair because it's predecessor Daredevil. She didn't even like... Because it's... I mean, she doesn't even explain. It's really weird. A great film for a great character, writes Ian Christian. Terry Butler wrote on December 12th, 2023, I love you. Maybe he's... I don't know her name. She's just plain sexy to me. What in the world,
is that?
I totally want to reply to Terry Butler. I'm going to put a review right now and go, Terry Butler, her name is Jennifer Garner.
She's on every other commercial on TV.
Do you watch... I got to write this. I'm going to have to do this now.
That's all I've seen her on in the last like 5 years is credit card commercials.
Yeah, I'm giving it 5 stars.
Right, phenomenal movie.
Terry Butler. Her name is Jennifer Garner. Say her name.
Say her name.
Y'all got that, didn't you? She is in Capital One commercials.
Daily.
Daily. Say her name.
Put a dot after say, after her and her name.
They're going, say, dot, 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 her, dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 name. Alias was great, but this is her masterpiece. Masterpiece, dot, 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 of torture. Submit. If only Terry Butler could read my review, because he doesn't know her name, but he thinks she's way too sexy, which I never thought in this movie about her looks at all. I wasn't even paying attention to her looks. It didn't even register. I just was like looking to get out of this movie.
See, we wouldn't do this on this podcast either because we don't objectify women that way.
I'm telling you, I didn't. I didn't even look at her that way. I didn't look at her as an object, but Terry, who doesn't even know her name, took the initiative to write it.
I just couldn't get past the script, man. I mean, I don't care who was in it. It could have had an elephant playing Elektra, and the script was so bad, it was just unwatchable.
What if they had a horse playing Elektra? Mr. Ed. Ooh, Wilbur. Mr. Ed comes in and saves it. Mr. Ed Elektra. That would be funny. Oh, my gosh.
Anything could have helped it.
Anything. Hey, Blumhouse Trent. Movie torture, movie gold.
Painful, painful torture.
Raj.
Yeah, this was, if somebody said, you either have to listen to a Joe Biden speech or watch Elektra again.
Oh, we just went political.
I would watch the Joe Biden speech.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how bad this movie was.
Well, he'd forgive that you were watching it. For me, movie torture, this is in my bottom. This is with Batman and Robin, Son of the Mask, and the breakup, the backup plan to me. This is that bad. If I was given a chance, Brad, you got to watch an hour and 40 minutes of Elektra, or Max can kick me in the gonads one time. I'm letting him kick me in the gonads. I'm taking that because I know I'll feel better in 30 minutes, possibly. But I'll still be watching.
You still have an hour left to this movie.
Yeah, I still have an hour left, but my gonads are swollen. And my wife would give me an ice pack. So that would help. She would nurse me, which is good. Goes back to, I want to be blind just so I can have my stick. I just want the stick. Just want to beat
people. That pool shot was the highlight of the movie.
It was. I can't get past the blind guy. To me, I want to see more blind guy. Just, you know how, what is Will Ferrell says, more cowbell? I want to see more blind guy in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. But for my good friend, producer Gary, For Blumhouse Trent, who misses Blumhouse movies.
Miss them, man. I miss them.
They're coming, I'm sure.
They got to.
For my good buddy Raj, my name's Brad. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.